So we left off yesterday in Sif Dalet, where the kids are bringing down the brachas that one makes. First he makes the Haniach Tefillin, then the Shorosh Amitzvah Tefillin. Sam says the Gemara says a lashon, Abay v'rov adam ritervay loisach mevarach achas. If he did not speak out between the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel roish, then you make one bracha. Sach mevarach shtayim. If you spoke, then you make two brachas. So machleik z'shenim what this means. Rashi learns loisach mevarach achas means make one bracha on the shel yad and the shel roish. Soch mevarach shtayim, you make a bracha laniach on the shel yad, which you made already, and al mitzvah is on the shel roish. That's what it means that you make two brachas. Tosfos says this is a daichik. There's no reason to say that there was sakana bracha for the poshim, for those that speak, and therefore he learns that you always make two brachas. Shan the Gemara is soch mevarach shtayim on the shel roish. So this is the machlekes Yerushalayim had to learn the Gemara, which is machlekes the Mechaber and Ramah. Over here, it's machlekes the Mechaber and Ramah. And the Gra seem to go with the Shita. You make one bracha, and if you speak, then you make two brachas. Now there's an interesting tshuvas. Rambam in the Per Hadar, Simon Ches, says, Va'amartem, amay mevarach achas v'en shtei mitzvahs. Why are you making one bracha if it's two mitzvahs? Right? Either way, even if you know, like the way B'nai Ashkenaz are knowing, still you're making, the Lohaniach is going on the Shorosh also, as will be Madgish later on, that the Lohaniach, you have to have in mind that the bracha Lohaniach is going on the Shorosh, and that's one reason why you're not supposed to be mafsik between the Shalyan and Shorosh. So, why would they be sacking one bracha for both? So he says, and they're not makvizuzu of each other. If someone only has a Shalyan, he'll put on the Shalyan alone if he only has the Shorosh. But he says, Hoyo v'inyan shtei mitzvahs, inyan echadhu, since it's all one inyan. She'inin shteim who has the karoin shnem al mantia v'chulut mantia tais shem ficha. So therefore, it can have one bracha. Even though Batsim is two separate mitzvahs, but since he's under the same inyan, same umbrella of zikaroin, therefore it's one bracha on both. The Levush also speaks out. The verse says the svar. He says, what's the svar for our sheet that holds that we make two brachas? We make one on the shayyad and one on the shorosh. So he says, Meshum de karmel de beis mitzvah, saying, because we pass and there's two mitzvahs, lefichach tzricha kol achas brachas b'vnei atzma. Hayal vi mitzvah b'vnei atzma. Since both are being close to each other, v'nirim ki mitzvah achas, and looks like mitzvah achas, l'fichach al rishayna shi kimoy haschalas ha-mitzvah. So therefore on the shalya, which is like the haschalas ha-mitzvah, v'gam hu oivel ha-siyasin k'din shar kol ha-mitzvahs v'kol ha-brachas amrinan Lehaniach belamid, k'mayshu nusach kol brachas. Shemashmoy is halamid hu lashon asid. He oivel asiyasa. That's why on the shalya we make a lehaniach. Balashnia going on the shalroish, shehi k'may gemar mitzvah. Hamis a brachi b'shasha oiskim asiyasa. We're making a very wild be noisy. So over there we say al mitzvahs. Shekemashmoy is lashon al nuchalayim b'shasa mitzvah. Then he says later on he speaks that that's an oisvav. Then oistes he says ba'ava bish to shtei mitzvah sein. Komagam tzrichan liyos smuchim v'tkufen zu. But we still need to be close to each other. Tichsiva hayula ois, shiyu havaya echel ishteyim, mashma. Klaimab lehesachadas, vaflagazvaram b'neim, which we'll see more about that. But they have to be close to each other. So even though our shita is that we're making two separate brachas on it, but still we view it as a haschola and a gemar of a mitzvah. Okay, so those are two tzedadim. The Bach has a question, why do we make lehanich, why do we make likshar? A likshar tefillin. I didn't mention, when we talk about davening neitz, I think I mentioned in passing, so as a yediyah, there is a shita of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Masechta Menachos, I think around Lamed Aleph Beis, where he holds that there's a mitzvah every day to make the knot, to undo the knot and make the knot. Obviously, we don't pass like that. But Akabon, the Bach asks, why were they not Masak in the Bracha? Liksha, it's feeling like the Lashon of the Pasuk, Ukshartim. So he says, because he says, that should be on you. And if they would make the bracha liksha, it wouldn't be mashma, just to tie it on and take it off a second later, a regulator. So therefore, they're masakin la niach, which is mashma shiyumu nochem alav sho'achas akopanim. Not just to put it on and take it off right away. Fine. Okay, now the Ramah says that toiv loyma acha bracha baruch shenkvoy machasen aved. It's good to say baruch shenkvoy machasen aved. Then the Mishmur points out, but you have to be careful not to say it right away, because if your tefillin is still not tied onto your head, so you have to first tighten it on your head, and then you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Machsanet. There shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and tightening it on your head. Now the Mishmur also speaks out that, what's the reason why we make this? Because there's a chashash safek lebracha levatala. He says, "V'loishu safek gama." Not that it's a safek gama, because if it was a safek gama, there's no eitz in hachas brachas. When you have a safek brachas, make the bracha and say brach shenkvay machas noved. You can't do that. Can't be samech on the brach shenkvay elowad. We really hold like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam that you make two brachas. It's now an interesting point. So the Tzlusa Davron points out that the Chared is not a shayla of a bracha levatala over here. It's a bracha shen tzricha, because the halach is if you're mafsik between the shalyan and the shalraish, so you have to make a bracha on the shalraish. So, as soon as I start making the bracha of Al Mitzvah's tefillin, so I'm being mafsik. So at the same time, I became chayv in the bracha. So chayv in the bracha, I'm chayv in the bracha. Now, of us, you can tell me if it's a bracha shen tzricha, like we learned earlier, that a bracha shen tzricha may be lighter than a bracha levatola. But mimam shach, either I'm chayv to make the bracha, or I made myself chayv to make the bracha. Okay, so the tzlus to that bracha. The Prima Gadim, this that the Kitzah brings down, that the Kitzah says that the person, that since it's a Safik Bracha, therefore the Shemea has the Safik whether to answer Amen or not. So that's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is a Safik. Prima Gadim says, V'yesh this topic, if one should answer Amen, if he hears his friend making the Bracha of Al Mitzvahs. So the Kitzah came up with an Eitzah. That's kitoyv levarach bracha zayis belachash. You should make it quietly. Now it's interesting because mitzad the bracha, right? If there's a real suffix over here, then you're being a suffix about the amen. So mitzad the bracha that we're not worried about. You tell you make the bracha, but it comes to the amen already. The Prima Gadol is a suffix. Should he answer amen or not? And the Kitzah says, say quietly, so your friend shouldn't get into the Safik. So Rav Shlomo Zalman here in the Sefer Siach Halacha brings up Rav Shlomo Zalman that says, Baruch Hashem, Shebrocha Levatala, Chometfei Mi Amen Levatala. But it's clear der Bruch Levatol ist mehr Chomer denn Omen Levatol. Ach meidach gisa, mi she meniach bein im Mivarech, gam gen choshev kitzas kein Avera. To put the tefillin on without making a bracha is also kein Avera. To do a mitzvah without a bracha, to do a mitzvah without making the bracha, is also kein Avera, he calls it. Therefore he says, l'chein echriu, shehu atzmai shemeniach, the person who's putting on the tefillin himself, taif sheivarech, v'loi machach baruch shem, k'voy. Av l'chayrim d'loi avdi shum ma'isa, but someone else is not doing a ma'isa, ef sheshetoy v'esesh loy lava b'kum v'aseh. So maybe it's better he shouldn't be over with a kum v'aseh, just be a sheva ataseh, and therefore yofa yi'at ha'kitz ha'shulchan aruch l'varech b'lachash. Fine. So that's now the Hartzvi has a tshuva over here in Chelik Aleph Siman Lamaches about a Sfardi who does not make the bracha. They hold like the shita that they do not make the bracha, and he hears Ashkenazi making the bracha. Could he answer amen to it? Does the Sfardi have to view this bracha as a bracha levatala and not answer amen? So first he gets into a discussion about Berachas Hananin, but then he says Mashenkin Berachas Hamitzvah, that brachi al Mitzvah. So nehida mevarch shapi mevarech dil didei abrachi medina mikomagim zeshemeya du svirlei. The ksav ze pasul harili didei and kan loy tefillin loy bracha. So then with the ksav, v'chashem shu noig isa b'tefillin alalu l'day dey in yoytum emitz tefillin ken gam ha-brachi l'vatolo ha-do ha-sheli rashi v'chayv l'anis amin al-zeh. So he quotes a bir halacha. Bir halacha at the end of Sim Reish Tezvav over there says, this is the lashon of the bir halacha, komakim nira dem echa noig ke eze deya. If you have someone who's being noig like a deya, v'oise deya lehutcha legami min ha-paiskim. If you have Reuven's being noig like a certain shita which was not hutcha pushed out legami from the paiskim, after min ha-dinei nemechuyv lanes olav amein v'safik amein lekula v'komokoyim ein isim oina olav v'shkos v'prim gonim bo'is alf de'im v'chshash. Therefore he says, he comes out at the end, he comes out that, says, Akoponim be'ikar shele yofa hella kvaitais reishiv demachuyiv la'anis amin al berchas Ashkenazi. Comes out that he shouldn't answer amin al berchas Ashkenazi. He also talks about in the same tshuva, if a Sephardi can make the bracha al mitzvahs to be mitzi Ashkenazi. Interesting rise that he has from Pesachim over there. The Sheir of Chaim Kanievsky, said that Chaznish would answer Amen to those that said on him the bracha of Chalak Mechachmasili Reyav, even though he held that the bracha of Atala. The Chaznish explained because he thinks he needs to make the bracha, so that's enough. Just on the etzim zach of Baruch Shem for Yimach Salim Ed. You know, okay, we'll start with that tomorrow.
What if they
hear us and make a bracha Shabbat?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's interesting. That was like the
shayla.
Exactly.
How does
it make sense?
How far are the resources supposed to go? What? The minimum.